Houthi militants.
Hamas.
A reconstituted Al-Qaeda or ISIS.
Russian and Iranian arms trade.
North Korea.
China.
This is geopolitical whack-a-mole.
With so much to talk about, there's a lot that fires you up.
Now,
time to air it out. What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
721. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Lines are full. If you don't get through right away, please try back, and we will do everything we can within our power to get to you. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is Wilton the Weasel Simpson and Ashley the Mini Dictator Moody tried to do an end run around the Florida Constitution and tried to deny the people of Florida their right to vote on Amendment 3 by sending it to the Supreme Court and tried to get them to quash it before we even got a chance to vote on it. Now, that Wilton the Weasel, he's the agricultural commissioner, and he's going to try to do away with agriculture in Florida. That's part of agriculture.
Well, no, he's one of the best advocates for agriculture the state of Florida's ever had. And look, you can disagree with them on certain things, but I don't know that that one thing makes him a weasel. I don't think that's fair.
I don't know, the name calling really helps.
And it makes your whatever your agenda is pretty obvious, and you're kind of weak in the way that you present it. Why don't you say, hey, I think that voting for Amendment 3 is a good thing because of, and then you fill in the blanks. That's how you win people over, by calling the Ag Commissioner and Ashley Moody names. Doesn't really explain to people why you are for Amendment 3. Maybe they took it to court because the language wasn't good. Maybe they took it to court because one corporation is going to run the whole shebang. So if you're looking for this personal freedom aspect of it, it's not like you're going to be free to grow your own, not legally under this amendment, but you're certainly free to vote your conscience for whatever you want. But if you're trying to win people over, or you just want to call people names and complain because you might not get your way, yeah, think about it. Pam, what's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is the Parker Road and Northwest 20th Avenue over there by Oakmont. I know that they said that they were going to put in a traffic light and a turn lane, but, I mean, they haven't even filled potholes, so why should I expect anything different? But there is a little indentation, you know, where you don't actually have a real turn lane, but you have like an indentation where you can get over if you're going to turn right. Nobody uses it. It's like they're stopping in the middle of the road to turn right.
Yeah, because they won't actually, whoever's in charge of doing that properly, for whatever reason, just won't do it. Look, when I came here, you had to wait in line behind buses. They would not do a turnout for buses. Ugh. They would make lines of traffic wait so you couldn't get ahead of the bus, which was by design so they could sell you on, hey, every year we race a car, a bicycle, and a bus, and the bus wins. It's like, nope, Sherlock. Of course they would. Yeah, no, nothing. Look, that's why maybe at 8:05 you should tune in, because somebody who will, I think, you know, change that is Elizabeth Dobler. She's going to be on the air with us at 8:05 running for Alachua County Commission. All right, 877-975-9825. Call in now. And Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me? I was listening to the Gordon Deal show the hour before the Bob Rose show. Somebody was asking Kamala Harris how she would tackle the illegal immigration problem, and she whined the same phrase about four times. She said, we just need to fix the problem. She doesn't understand the problem. The problem is failure to enforce existing law, and also we need to reduce asylum claimants to Canada and Mexico. Everyone else needs to be rejected. That's the problem.
Yeah, in other words, make it the way it was under Trump. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yesterday, I heard on the news that North Korea has sent as many as 10,000 Special Forces troops into Russia and to train and to probably be used to fight in Ukraine. That's a major escalation, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is very concerned about it.
Well, and we should be concerned about it, and it appears that is some form of escalation. Yeah, you're right. Slim, again, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, this is kind of off topic here a little bit, but what's been bugging me is I've been working on an old Victorian house, painting it about four stories up in the air, and I'm terrified of heights, and I have no idea how to get over my fear. I just have to persevere and keep working. Thanks, guys.
Oh, I get that.
Don't look down is advice that was given to me, and it's helpful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as silly as it sounds, it's helpful. I'm not saying it cures you. It doesn't. Jackie, what's bugging you?
Hi there. How are y'all?
Great.
What's bugging me is two things. These people who are complaining about not getting their electricity on in a timely manner, what the hell do they think is going on? And picking up trash off the side of the road. That trash is not hurting anybody. They'll pick it up when they get time. But my main concern is all of us are paying high dollar for homeowners insurance, and every one of us are scared to death to make a claim. That's wrong on every level.
Yeah, you are right on every level, I believe. So thank you for airing that out. Buckshot, what's bugging you?
Yeah, on the Bill Cunningham show this past weekend, and then one time our Cat Kamak, I'm trying to find the recording of that, they stated that go and vote, and vote often. I know it could possibly, being a conservative or a Republican, may have a different meaning, but our Democratic friends, that's has a nefarious meaning, and I think we should be careful in using that.
I think people with a modicum of common sense know that generally relates to the way things were done in Chicago, where the late Mayor Daley had actually said, you know, vote early and vote often, or something along those lines.
It's satire now.
And it became a satirical type line. But thanks for explaining it to some of the folks that might not get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you approach a traffic light, my friends, if the green light is on the lane above you, then it means it's okay for you to proceed.
Oh, man.
Just in case you didn't know that.
The wisdom we're getting on the show this morning.
Pearls of wisdom that I extol on a daily basis free of charge.
It is getting deep.
I'm a giver. I love humanity. 728. Thanks for participating. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, Elizabeth Dobler, candidate for Alachua County District 1. Maybe she can help make some positive changes. So stick around. 97.3 The Sky.
Ticket.
I stand before you
from the RNC
only by the grace of Almighty God
to the DNC.
It is my great honor
to your vote.
I think it was a coup. They didn't want him running.
We have Joe's endorsement
on the sky. Every move.
When I win the election, we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
Every breaking event.
New penalties for opportunistic companies.
This is the Election Station
economy record.
What I call an opportunity economy.
Coverage you can trust. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.